This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister optimistic about country's future, JTB Regional Director dispatched to Moscow, and Agriculture Ministry gets equipment valued at $68 million. The news in detail after this message. Stay with us.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert system and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is expressing optimism about the country's future. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says while it is important to be aware of challenges to mitigate their impact, it would be counterproductive to dwell on the negatives. The Prime Minister notes that considerable progress has been made in the areas of education and transportation, as well as the provision of vital services such as water and electricity to residents.
Believe with me that Jamaica's future is bright. Let us start the next 40 years of the journey on a positive note. Let us celebrate triumphs, correct the errors, and build on our successes. It is this innovative and resilient spirit that we must tap into to build an even better and stronger Jamaica.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was addressing the Kiwanis Club of North St. Andrew's 40th anniversary meeting at the Police Officers Club Thursday. The Jamaica Tourist Board JTB Regional Director in Europe has been dispatched to Moscow to keep in touch with the market and to protect the gains made by Jamaica. This in light of a decision by Transaero Airlines to suspend its service between Moscow and Montego Bay for the summer. The suspension is as a result of dramatic currency fluctuations in Russia due to recent political developments. The company has outlined that the shift in the value of the Russian ruble's rate of exchange has negatively impacted the cost of operating the service. The suspension will take effect on March 28, with services expected to resume in November. Transaero Airlines initiated its service to Jamaica during the 2012-2013 winter tourist season. Over $2 billion will be spent over the next 2 years to improve aviation safety and security. Director General of the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, JCAA, Leroy Lindsay, says the funds will be used to upgrade or replace aging technology in keeping with international standards. He says with the procurement of the new equipment, Jamaica will stand out in its oversight of the aviation industry.
We will, in the next 2 or 3 years, have even better technology and equipment than our people to the north of us. We hope, for example, to have ADS-B, which is automatic dependent data surveillance equipment, which will give us satellite surveillance of aircraft instead of radar surveillance. The Americans will have that commissioned in 2020. The British will have it commissioned in 2018. We hope to have ADS-B ready by 2017.
Mr. Lindsay was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He says Jamaica is ranked 10% above the international compliance requirements in terms of best practices and standards outlined by the International Civil Aviation Organization. And laboratory equipment valued at close to $68 million has been handed over to the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries. This to boost the ministry's capacity for product testing and certification to ensure compliance with international standards. The tools will serve the chemistry and microbiology laboratories at the ministry's veterinary services division in Kingston and the plant virology and plant pathology laboratories at Bodil's Research Station in St. Catherine. The equipment was provided under the European Union an Economic Partnership Agreement capacity building project being administered by the Planning Institute of Jamaica.
Projects like these, funded by the EU, continue to assist us in achieving our objectives in keeping with the Ministry's aim of modernizing our entities and divisions as to enable us to effectively facilitate agricultural exports and ensure compliance to global food safety regulations.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.